Talk Shoes. Recorded live.
Bob, you there?
I'm here.
I'd like to welcome you tonight to a live broadcast of Yahweh's Truth as we're coming to you live on Talk Shoe. Yes, and we've been up and running here for a long time, bringing information that you do not get from the national news and the national control news media because they want the masses to totally stay stupid. You see, if you're never told who the robber is, the robber is going to continue to rob you. I mean, it's plain and simple. But Yahweh's truth is dedicated to the white Western European men, women, and children. We are one of the only live radio talk shows, the most powerful talk show in the world on computer radio for the white European men, women, and children. I don't care about what the blacks think. I don't care what the Jews think. I don't care what the Asians think. The blacks have BET, B-E-T. The Jews have their programs. The Asians have theirs. But the white European men, women, and children who created this once great republic have nothing. But they have Yahweh's truth. So we praise Yahweh for that, the name of the Almighty God, Almighty Father. And we like to welcome you for joining us tonight for this radio live broadcast. Yes, the white European men, women, and children of Germanic, English, Italian, white Spanish, white Russian, Hollanders, Scandinavians, the Denmarkers, yeah, all of you out there of white European ancestry who are the lost sheep of the house of Jacob Israel. I'm Dr. James P. Wickstrom, the host of this live broadcast. Tonight, joining us again is Pastor Bob from the state of Nevada. Bob, welcome to Yahweh's Truth.
Thank you, Jim.
You know, we have a very powerful broadcast tonight, a broadcast that I think is so essential because pieces have to be laid on the table and the pieces have to be put together. There is crisis in the land, and I want you to remember that the root of all evil is the love of money. Remember that now. Yahweh in the flesh, the Christ, said the love of money is the root of all evil. When you will sell your nation out, when you will sell your people out, when you will sell your family out for the love of money, yes, it is the root of all evil. And there's nothing wrong with having money. You don't worship it. You don't destroy people's futures, their homes, their nation, their states, for the love of money and mammon or materialism. So we are filling up in a heartbeat here tonight. I'd like to welcome our guests that are with us tonight, and also those, our members in the chat room tonight. Welcome to you. Thank you for joining us. And all of those of you who are listening wherever you are, across the United States of America, White Russia, Europe, down under in Australia, New Zealand, or are being held captive in the black communist states of Zimbabwe, and now the black communist state of South Africa. You know, Pastor Bob, there was a real powerful item that came out. We got a lot of things to talk about here, but people should be simply sitting in amazement today when the state of Illinois raised their tax 66%, Bob. Where's the money? Where's the money that was collected for over and over and over? What did the investors, the comptrollers of investment, where's the money? Why are Illinois right now is in total financial shock. They are in total tax financial shock, Bob.
Well, on one hand, I'm extremely happy to see that Illinois raised the taxes 66% on the people. And I'll tell you why. Because the people deserve it.
Or could it be wake-up time, too?
No, they're not waking up. They could raise it 566%. They're not going to wake up. See, here's the deal. The Walter Burian, who I'm not in agreement with him religiously, but and I don't know his politics, but him being a former commodity trading advisor, and I used to be in the biz myself and was a commodity broker and a securities broker and a registered investment advisor and all that, I'm on the same page with him. And as I've said many times, the inside joke in the markets were the house made money, the broker made money, two out of three ain't bad. But Walter Burian, and I'm going back 10, 12 years now or something, he put together all the documentation necessary and found out and uncovered that between the federal, state, county, and municipalities and the school districts, don't forget the school districts, that at that time, 12 years ago, that America was over $60 trillion that he could uncover to the positive. That's $60 trillion, folks, to the positive.
You mean that's above debt?
Yeah, that's above debt. And that's what they had that they controlled. Now, back then, we just had a paltry $5 trillion or $6 trillion then, whatever it was. And nowadays, it's $14 trillion, heading towards $20 trillion as far as debt. But then, on the other hand, it has to be well over $100 trillion now, maybe $150
trillion. Yeah, but the debt isn't to Washington, D.C. The debt is to a private, central, Jewish-owned central bank called the Fed, owned by eight international Jewish families since its inception on Christmas Eve, 1913.
Well, yeah, here's the deal, folks. If you make $100,000 a year, and your budget to pay your rent and your car payments and insurance and food and clothes and all this stuff comes to $40,000, rather than if you only spend that year $39,000, that means you have a $1,000 surplus. If you had to spend $41,000 to pay all the bills, some unforeseen circumstances, that means you have a $1,000 deficit from your budget that you figured out. But the government, rather than take that $1,000 out of the $60,000 plus that they have, what they do is raise taxes to cover that $1,000. Well, what do they do with the $60,000 that they have? Except it's not $60,000, it's in the trillions. And what they do with it is they keep it. And it's just like the mafia does. When they steal it, it's theirs. There's no getting it back.
Well, we're back to the straw man here, right?
That's right. We get right back. See, Walter Burian uncovered that. It's all in what's called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. I'll say that again. The Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, CAFR.
Are you telling me, and I know you are, that all the states who say they're broke, all the cities, all the villages and towns and municipalities, they're not broke at all because they have a hidden straw man account that they haven't told the taxpayer and the citizen about. And in fact, it's so huge, the money in it, no one should be paying property tax or any state tax in this country. Am I right or wrong?
Here's what Walter said 12 years ago, and that's when it was just $60 trillion. He said, if you only got a lousy 5% on that money, there would never be a reason to ever pay taxes again, ever, in America for anything. Gasoline taxes, booze taxes,
cigarette taxes, anything.
Income tax, nothing. No sales tax, no nothing. There'd never be a reason to pay that.
No,
no
property tax.
Not only no property tax, you could buy everybody's house and pay off the mortgage for free.
No business tax.
There'd be no business tax. You could get everybody a brand new car.
This is what America was supposed to be. Is this correct?
And on top of that, you could give everybody in America $100,000 a year. And guess what? You would have only spent half of that 5% interest. So
of just the interest
growing,
of just the interest, not on the principal.
Right. On the $60 trillion back then, 5% would be $3 trillion. If you took half of that, you could do all those things I said, and the other half could make the $60 trillion grow more. Well, it's well over $100 trillion by now. I haven't checked Walter's latest figures, but I'm sure it's well over $100 trillion. So what they could do anytime they wanted, if you had an honest president, an honest Senate, an honest Congress, an honest justice, nine court clowns in the 2,000-year-old Halloween costumes, the black robes, you could take, if you had any that were honest men there, which 99.99% of all those folks in the District of the Kabbalah are absolutely 100% treasonous traitors to America as America was founded by the founding fathers, and they're 100% treasonous traitors to Yahweh and his laws, which is a million zillion times more important. So all of these people, if you could get them together, and they honestly did that, you would have a true utopia here in America. There'd be no taxes. Everybody would get $100,000 a year.
And all that money could be spent for family to buy houses.
It could all be spent for families. You wouldn't have to sweat the mortgages.
Build houses.
Yeah, but what you have is you have liars and thieves and deceivers. You have treasonous traitors in Washington, D.C., and they have all their henchmen out there.
Well, come on now. Let's not just direct it at Washington, D.C. What about the state capitals and the cities and the municipalities?
Here's the big difference. In the federal government, between the president and his cabinet and the Senate and the Congress and the nine just us's, they are 99.99% treasonous traitors. Where in the states, the county and municipalities, they're only 95% treasonous traitors, see? And although with the exception of Illinois today, I would boost that up to 99.99 because they just raised income taxes 66% on the people, and there is absolutely no reason whatsoever to do that. They say, oh, we have to balance the budget. Well, how do you balance your budget, folks? Do you cut spending? Or do you continue to always increase spending?
Well, here's another thing.
You cut spending, but see, they don't do that because they get the skim. They get all their projects that they direct the money to. They get to skim it off.
And their kickbacks.
But see, it's not, these politicians aren't allowed to take bribes. So what they do is they take a thing called political campaign contributions. See, that's not a bribe. You folks have to really get that in your mind that that's not a bribe. It's a political campaign contribution. A rose by any other name is still a rose. You have nothing but treasonous traitors in all forms of government in America. It is nothing at all like the founding fathers found it.
So in other words,
it's just treasonous traitors, and they're robbing everybody blind slowly but surely. Just like they took it over violently in Russia with the Bolsheviks, you have the Jew Mensheviks here taking it over slowly like the frog.
So in other words, you put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig, okay?
No doubt.
And here's another thing. They never come to us on the right. They call us the right wing. They call us the extreme right wing. They never come to us and say, do you have a solution to these problems? Yes, we do. We have a lot of solutions, but the problem is our solution is being fair, non-thieving, truthful, not liars, okay, non-stealing. So they say, oh my gosh, this is so far out of the realm of what I'm thinking here. No, we've got to keep the thieves in power because, for example, today I had a visit from two Secret Service agents for an hour and 10 minutes. They sat down. I had a witness too. They treated me with the utmost respect. They were very concerned about what I thought about different things and everything. They're very concerned about lone wolves in this country, as what happened in Tucson, Arizona. But getting back real quick, and we'll get into a little of that later, but they treated me with the utmost respect. They were very professional. Senator Bill Bradley, remember him, I believe, out of New York? He was a national basketball player in that, Senator Bill Bradley.
He's out of Jersey.
Yeah. Senator Bill Bradley was approached at a meeting about the straw man. And it shook him up so bad, he turned to the person and he said, "You know about that?" And
that
he
was Walter.
Yeah. And he went and this was at a meeting. He went and got his coat and he left.
That's right.
So you see, it's not that they don't know about it. It's that they don't want the American people that have the homes and families, they need food on the table, shoes on the feet, clothes on the back. They don't want them to know there is such a massive surplus hiding in the closets of the state capitals, the cities, the municipalities, Washington, D.C., because under Jewish communism, you are to be taxed literally down into the gutter, Bob.
Well, yeah, that's what this is all about. See, folks, you got to understand that the Jews, starting with the Rothschild family, who has controlled the world basically since 1885, according to Eustace Mullins, the great historian of the 20th century, and the Rothschild, he backed both sides of the Civil War in 1865, and since then he has controlled America 100%. He gave it back to England, as given their colony back to England, and he told them, he says, what you need to do in order to keep your colony and we don't have this problem is shut up, because the greatest slave in the world is the one who thinks he's free. You remember those words. The greatest slave in the world is the one who thinks he's free. Rothschild knows. He controls it. And the Federal Reserve,
he sets it up. He sits there every morning. He sits there every morning drinking his extremely expensive coffee or sipping on his nectar or whatever, laughing and laughing at the people at how absolutely stupid they are, because the financial Jews of the world, and they are Marxist, they are communist, it is to set up a new world order.
They are Satan's DNA spawn kids.
It is a one world government. It's the same car, it's the same driver with maybe a different headlight or taillight. It's the same gimmick Ponzi scheme financially. Now, Bob, we're dedicating this live broadcast tonight of Yahweh's Truth. We're dedicating it to the 1950s. We're dedicating it to mom at home, dad at work. Mom at home for the children when they come home from school. Complete families. We're dedicating it to the 1950s. When you didn't walk into your home and call your mother and father that my old bitch and my old man, or swear at them or beat on them. We're dedicating this to the 1950s, to the European style of living in this country, our culture of decency, of a family structure in America, is what we're dedicating this live broadcast, number 3, November 12, 2011, of Yahweh's Truth, out to you. Now, Bob, you know, we talked to people about 6-7 weeks ago that there was going to be municipal bond problems in this country. It's here. And I don't know if people are aware of it or not. It hasn't hit the mainline news. We're going to get into deeper topic yet tonight. But they had a complete financial collapse in the nation of Bangladesh. Their stock market crashed. Their central bank crashed. Central bank, Rothschild central bank crashed. It was a total wipeout in Bangladesh. Now, people may say, well, what do we give a damn about Bangladesh? I mean, we live here in the United States. Well, you better take a look that Bangladesh is the canary in the mines. And they wiped out Bangladesh. It's a warning. They're wiping out Spain. They're wiping out Portugal. They're wiping out Greece. They're going to wipe out Italy. They're wiping out France. And if you don't think that there is a concentrated design to destroy the United States from within, you better think again. So what we have here is this. We told the people the municipal bonds, the insurance company that covers them is bad. The bubble has busted. Illinois had a 66% tax increase. The cost of food on the shelf is going through the roof. We told them all this truth way before it happened, and still we're the problem. I get a visit from the Secret Service. I'm the problem. We have an illegal war in Iraq. Iraq as a nation did nothing to the United States of America. They displaced 3 million people out of Iraq, kill over 1 million. We've lost sons and daughters there. Of course, it's for money and for profit of international Jewish banking and political maneuvering in a la cesspool on the Potomac, Washington, D.C. And they're coming to me. They got all these crackheads and dope coming in from Colombia across the southwest border, polluting the minds of our children and in the streets, and they come and interview me, someone who has told the truth, proven the truth, taught the truth, and I'm being ostracized and interrogated for how I think and what I feel. See, this is not the America I grew up in. This is all communist bullshit is what this is. And it's going back, again, as to what you said, Bob, the people who, as to the slaves, are the ones who think they are free. Now, I want to get into this just for a second. We have a special day coming up. It's the National Communist Vomit Day. National Communist Vomit Day, I think, is coming up January 17, Martin Luther King Day. Martin Luther King, the communist. I'm sitting here right now. I have 16 pages of FBI documents, printed secret, top secret, all stamped, that I got from the Freedom of Information Act in 1982 from Washington, D.C., which is part, by the way, which is part of that stuff that was so-called sealed and wasn't to be opened till the year 2027 when they felt the communists would have totally taken over America. I have 16 pages here of unbelievable information proving unequivocally that Martin Luther King was a full-blown communist. And secondly, I have had the FBI themselves admit it to me. Now, we're shutting down the whole country for this communist, Martin Luther King. We're shutting down the banks. We're shutting down the schools. We got hospitals named after him, boulevards named after him, and he's a full-blown communist. You say, I don't believe that. Well, I don't care what you say. You can go to my blog at www.jameswickstrom.com. And I will authenticate even more information relating to Martin Luther King, documented information, news clippings, the dates, the pages, even books that are available for you to read. He was a communist, and it names all the Jew communists who were his handlers and where he went to his communist training school and the whole thing. It's all there. It's all there for you. And what I'm trying to get across to you is this. What are we doing? You know, the communists killed our sons on the rocky slopes of Korea. Communists killed our boys in Vietnam in the stinking shithole, excuse me, jungle, if those of you haven't been there, in Vietnam, 58,000. And we're celebrating a communist holiday in America, and we have no government agencies whatsoever to stand up and say, no way, Jose. This is how far it's come, Bob. Bob, this is how far it's come. The degradation that has come into this nation and against this nation to have a national holiday after Martin Luther King when we don't even have a national holiday after George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, but we have a national shutdown the country holiday for Martin Luther King, the communist, Bob.
Well, I like to call him Marty Lucifer Kuhn rather than Martin Luther King. That's a much more appropriate name.
And that wasn't even his name.
No, but what you have with you know, the Secret Service, the FBI, the CIA, the KGB, the Mossad, Interpol, all of these so-called, the British Secret Service, all of them together. You know, the one thing they all have in common? The Jews run them at the top. That's the one thing they have in common.
All the power brokers are at the top.
100%.
All the goyim and the non-Jews are the foot soldiers, are the people down in the other levels distributed across the country. But just like in the Soviet Union, the vast majority of the power brokers in control, just like police departments, take a big city, for example. You go into the major cities, all the people in the cruisers and walking the streets and everything are white or black and that, but you go to the big, big supervisors and that, and you're going to find the Jew, Bob.
Well, sure. And see, here's, see, folks, it boils down to this. You either believe in Yahweh, and his word is found in the scriptures, or you don't. And if you don't, that means you believe in whatever degree, whatever form of Satanism, and you're following Satan, and he operates through his DNA spawn kids, the Jews, and they have all the front organizations. They control all the governments. They control all the central banks. They control all the military.
With the Kahila.
Down through their Kahila, they control all the Secret Services and police forces, quasi-government agencies. They control all the mafias.
And the people on the bottom.
The Japanese Yakuza, the Russian mafia.
The people on the bottom don't realize this, Bob.
No, the people will not read. You know, when I heard somebody said today, I was reading something and or listening to something, and somebody said, oh, the Bible, it's the most read book in the world. I beg to differ. Now, there may be a lot of Bibles out there, no doubt, but people have them on their coffee table or on the bookshelf gathering dust.
I would say the Quran is the most read.
No, the most read book in America is a TV guide. the TV guide to watch and get their all their brainwashing indoctrination, which they think is education and entertainment, they get from their Talmud vision. They just love and worship the Talmud vision. Depending on who you believe, people watch anywhere from 5 to 8 hours a day, every American. That's half of your awakened time. If you sleep 8 hours, you only got another 16. And if you're working 8 of those, then those other 8, you're watching Talmud vision. There's nothing to watch on Talmud vision. All they push on there these days, it's so far from Ozzie and Harriet, who David Nelson, Yahweh rest his soul, he died today. And when I used to watch that TV show when I was a kid growing up, that was how mom and dad you expected them to be. And the kids, when they would get into their little mischief, like throwing a spitball or something, I mean, we wish we had kids that would do that rather than the drive-by shootings and the drugs in the schools and prostitution at the ages of 8 and 9 years old. We wish we had the problems with kids like David and Ricky Nelson. Let me tell you something, folks. America is never going to be like that again. It's unfortunate. Until Yahweh returns.
But it was designed to go down because...
The Jew has turned America upside down into the lowest cesspool of their imagination and got all of you folks to buy into it. You love and worship the Jew with all of your heart and mind and soul and body. You pay lip service to Yahweh. Most of you never even heard the name Yahweh. You still call him God or Lord. You pay no attention whatsoever to the scripture. You're busy reading the TV guide. If you read the scripture half as much as you read the TV guide, you might know something and you might wake up. But you don't do that, see? You keep loving and worshiping the Jew. And now the Jew is going to put the final coup d'etat in on you. And they're stealing your homes. The Catholic Church, which owns Bank of America, has since day one. They're stealing houses right and left. they don't even need the paperwork anymore to foreclose on your house. And if you were smart enough to get a lawyer and say, well, we'd like to see the original documentation.
We'd like to see the deed, yes.
Yeah, Menachem would call back, hey, Moshe, print up some more papers on that original note that we have on the house. See, they make it up as they go along, and they steal your house. They're getting ready to steal all your money in the stock market. Anybody who has their money in the stock market, I know a little something about gambling, having lived in Oy Vegas here since 63 and having been in the gambling business for 8 years and having been in the securities and investment ages for 30 years.
But you know, Bob,
I know a little something about it, and I'm here to tell you, the markets, the securities markets, the bond markets, the option markets, the mutual funds, the hedge funds, they are all 100% a gambling game, no different than blackjack and craps and poker and keno and bingo and slot machines and video poker. There's no difference. They're all gambling games. And you people who put your money in there and you think it's a safe investment, you're out of your mind. You're going to lose your money. And you know what happens when you lose your money? I'm going to be laughing and laughing and laughing because I told you now. See, your blood's on your hands.
See,
and the Jews just did it to Bangladesh. Not that I care about Bangladesh at all.
No, but it's an example.
That's an example of what the Jew is going to do to you and what they did to Russia and what they did to Cuba and what they did to the Eastern Bloc European
and
countries.
And to Greece.
What they're doing to America right now.
And here's
Can't you people see that or see any resemblance thereof whatsoever? You can't see anything?
And here's the thing I want you to understand in geopolitics on a world level here. As you're listening to Yahweh's Truth tonight, as we're coming to you live on TalkShoe, as we do every Wednesday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. One of the reasons that the federal agencies are told to go out and neutralize anyone or any group of people who are starting to shout out, to tell the truth, to get in the streets with placards, to do anything, they sick the state and federal agencies on them because of this. Now listen carefully. Because Communist China and the other nations, Japan, and the rest of them that are buying the bonds from this country, that are buying the bonds, if they see that there is a chaos in America, that the Americans are standing up, taking back their once great country, that there is chaos in America, they are going to say, we're not going to be buying any more of your bonds. We're not going to buy your bonds no more because you've got too many problems in the street. You've got too many people waking up that they've been stolen from. So the vast majority, these agents don't even realize this. They're not taught this geopolitical finance.
Here's a sad thing with all these
agents. But you see where I'm coming from here, Bob?
Yeah.
They've got
to. All these agencies out here.
They have to neutralize. They must neutralize all resistance against the criminal government because they will not be able to get other countries to buy the bonds.
You're exactly right. And see, the problem with all these federal police agencies and so forth, as with most things, there's mixed feelings on things. There are good men in police forces, there's no doubt.
But there's good people who work for government. There's good and bad. They got families.
That's right. And there's also bad guys. And the good agencies that should be out there, the sheriff's department, and there's always a problem with one like the guy down in Arizona. But then there's another great guy in Arizona. The Texas Rangers, to me, were the most honorable of all. But all these ones that serve this federal government, they are dishonorable people, 100%. And don't think Yahweh doesn't see what you're doing. You work for the filthy lucre. In other words, you work for money. You're the bought and paid for Shabbos Goy race traders of your race, for those who are pure white race and still working for the FBI or the CIA or Secret Service or any of them. Your bought and paid for Chavez Goy race traders. Your paycheck comes from a Jew-controlled government agency run at the top of the Kahilla by the Rothschild family, who is the favorite family of Satan. There's only one enemy on planet Earth. That's Satan. He operates through all his DNA kids, the Jews, which admit to being about 125 million throughout the world, as they're 2.5% of the population, and there's Jews in every country, but they're really 10% minimum. So I think there's 600 million Jews, and I would say probably a good portion of those, maybe 100 or so, are right here in the good old USA in New York City, in the District of Kabbalah, out here in Oy Vegas, in San Fag Sicko up there, in L.A., certainly in Chicago, where they like to raise your taxes 66%, all down in Miami, all the Jews down there floating around, praise Yahweh for the Portuguese men of war that bite those Jews down there. It's just the white race is out here truly like a bunch of sheep. They're so stupid. They're so pathetic. The wolves are all around them.
Well, they're dumbed down. Jews. See, they're dumbed down.
They're dumbed down
to believe a lie.
Want to wake up, and when you try to wake them up to the truth, then they don't want to hear it. See, the last thing they want to hear is the truth. Certainly, the bought and paid for Chavez Goy agencies. They're told they don't even think either. They go out, they do what they're told. If they were told to go shoot you or shoot me, they'd shoot us in a heartbeat. They'd get a medal then, and you know that somebody would wave a flag. They call us a lone wolf. Well, isn't that a nice descriptive term? Couldn't everybody be a lone wolf on planet Earth? How about the word terrorist? Okay, what's a terrorist?
George, I'll tell you
how
what.
Do you know a
no,
terrorist?
I'll tell you who a terrorist was. It's George Washington, his army against England were terrorists. If you were to, if it were happening now, George Washington, everyone who signed the Constitution would be called terrorist in the eyes of Marxist communist Obama and his communist czars, commissars in Washington, and the rest of the Communist Democratic Party. George Washington today and our ancestors who fought to create this republic would be deemed 100% terrorists.
And I'll say this. First off, the most important power in the universe is Yahweh. And what do you think Yahweh would look at this country now? It's pure 100% Satanism. They want to take In God We Trust off the money. They take the Ten Commandments out of all the public buildings. They took prayer out of school back in the 50s, in the Ozzie and Harriet days. They remove Yahweh everywhere. Well, what happens when you remove Yahweh? You have nothing left but Satan, folks.
Well, yeah,
you understand that?
You create a vacuum. You create a vacuum.
And what do you think the founding fathers, if they were alive today, what do you think they would think about this country? They would revolt against this country and go crazy.
They'd get the horse whipped.
This is a million times worse than King George ever even thought of being. So the problem is that I am 100%, always have, always will be, for Yahweh. I am for Yahweh, for his laws, statutes, commandments, ordinances, and the judgments thereof. In second place would be the Constitution, actually the Articles of Confederation, of which the Constitution was an amendment to, and the Bill of Rights, which was an amendment to the Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence, and my great-great-great, all three greats, grandfather, Roger Sherman, the delegate of Connecticut, he is the only one who signed all four of those documents. I am 100% for America. But what we have in the District of Kabbalah in D.C. is 99.99% treasonous traitors, 100% bent on destroying the Constitution,
it's gone.
The Articles of Confederation.
It's almost destroyed.
It's almost destroyed. They control all of their military and all of their police agencies to anybody that would stand up to them or speak out the truth. They sick them on there like the dogs.
The
like
State Department.
Sick them, you know, like when somebody comes in your yard, you tell the dog, sick them. Well, that's all these cops are, or all the military is. They're just a bunch of dogs. And the government says, sick them. And it's the Jew government telling them, sick them. And Obama is 100% Jew. He comes through the DNA bloodline of his mother, who was a 100% Jew witch, and his father was a black African, and he's a diehard 100% communist from the best bosom buddies with Bill Ayers of the communists. There was a terrorist organization back in the 60s.
Oh, we don't want to talk about that, though.
Yeah, we don't want to talk
about
that.
Yeah, he's a great teacher
and
now.
Besides that, Obongo is a switch hitter because obviously he's a faggot in all those bathhouses in Chicago's, and that's probably why they raised the taxes 66% to cover Obongo and his sodomites in the bathhouses.
And Larry Sinclair and the rest of them incorporated.
Yeah, that's right.
Now,
this is all on the Internet, folks.
I was asked, what I think today, I was asked what I thought should happen to this little Jew in Tucson who did the shooting. And I said, number one, I told him right out, I said, he shouldn't have been taken alive. They should have killed him and saved the taxpayers a lot of money. But number two, that yes, give him a trial, but if he's found guilty, hang him publicly. Hang him publicly to say, see, you don't do these things because this is what's going to happen to you. Now, here's a thought-provoking situation that I introduced into the conversation today. The news tells you that this congresswoman, and she was a Jew, and by the way, the shooter and her went to the same Jewish synagogue. They knew each other. They knew each other because it's a very small synagogue. Secondly, he spoke to her on a corner meeting back in 2007. It wasn't like they were strangers. Thirdly, he was not white. He's a Jew. Fourthly, because Jews aren't white, they're Turco-Mongolian DNA. Fourthly, he got in close to her with a headshot, hit her in the front, come out the back. Then he shot the top federal district judge who was standing there. Now, here's the thought-provoking thing. This federal judge had over 40 death threats against him recently. He was assigned special protection, probably the U.S. Marshals. Now, listen carefully to what I'm going to say. The 24/7 protection to this federal district judge was dropped 3 days before he was shot to death. Now, here's the question. Was this Jewish congresswoman the target, or was the top district federal judge the target? The federal judge was a Republican. The Jewish congresswoman was a Democrat. They were at the same place. The shooter was a Jew who went to the same synagogue as the Jewish congresswoman. But the protection of this judge was dropped 3 days before he was assassinated. Are you listening? Assassinated. Now that went on the table today, because a lot of people aren't looking at that. In fact, mainstream media, Bob, mainstream media is still not even saying that the shooter went to the same synagogue as the Jewish congresswoman. They haven't even put that out. They're trying to say that he was white, that he was a right-wing extremist, a white nationalist, or whatever garbage. Jew's never been a white nationalist, all right? When the simple truth is, he was an avowed Marxist. He was a communist revolutionary, this Lautner, who did the shooting. And you're getting the truth here on Yahweh's Truth Tonight. Now, why hasn't the national media, all of them, including Fox News, Glenn Beck, and all this other garbage, why haven't they come out and stated that the shooter was a Jew He shot a Jewish congresswoman. They went to the same synagogue together. The families knew each other because they went to the synagogues and all these other things. See, why not? But I was told late today before the radio broadcast that Sarah Palin, whatever you want to say of it, fine, but I'm just giving you the information. She has finally come out because she was viciously attacked about this. She was attacked because of the shooting. She has now come out to state the shooter was Jewish. The congresswoman was Jewish. They knew each other. They went to the same synagogue. Why isn't this being told on the national news? Why is it being withheld from the masses in the United States of America? That's the question we have to look at. I want to take a couple of minutes at this time, Bob. I want to promote my lessons. I teach. I have lessons of learning, racial identity, that we, the white European people, are the lost sheep of the house of Jacob Israel. Pastor Bob, you just took level one. We got level one, two, three, up to seven. Well, what do you think?
Well, first off, I would say that I'm surprised that you've kept this such a secret for a long time, because I only found out last month, and you've had it out for a few years, that you have this outstanding program for people to take. I'm just at level one. Yeah, certainly, because I'm fairly well learned in the scripture. The majority of it I knew, but for any new person, this will blow them away. They don't really need much more than this. I can't wait for level two and three. That's on the one hand, and I think it's severely underpriced.
Well, this class,
a lot more for
this
it.
Class is not for basic 101. This class is for people who understand their racial identity. They know they're not to eat pork. They know that they're not to eat crustaceans. They know who the Jew is. They know who they are. This is not a basic 101 class lessons.
Well, no, of course not. It's, if someone just really wanted basic, the American Institute of Theology from the Kingdom Identity course, which was the first course that I took that opened my eyes long before I knew you, that's an outstanding course, and I've often said that'll bring anybody to know more than 98% of the phony pastors and preachers out here who have no idea what they're talking about, and which would make them an idiot and make them incompetent to teach the word of Yahweh. Or if they do know the truth about Yahweh and they teach falsity, may Yahweh curse them and destroy them. Because those preachers are the ones who have all the white race out here totally off on the going down the left field and a phony track and stuff like that. But your stuff is extremely advanced. It's all on DVD. There's a test for you to take, but it's an open DVD or open book test, whatever you want to call it. And I think it's way underpriced. I highly recommend anybody who truly wants to know the true ways of Yahweh to take it, and those Secret Service guys should take it, and the FBI should take it, and the sheriffs should take it, and any honest white politicians out there. Well, that's kind of a stupid saying.
And let's take a look at this. There's a lot of people who work for Big Brother that are not with Big Brother.
So all of the pure white race out there listening to this, regardless where you work, all of the pure white race, you need to know Yahweh's word, period. If you don't accomplish anything else in your lifetime on planet Earth, you need to know those scriptures. The best tools I've ever seen for it is the Kingdom Identity course and Pastor Wickstrom's course. Pastor Wickstrom's course is advanced for level one. It is more advanced than anything you'll ever see here, ever taught in any churches ever, and
or universities or colleges.
Because what are you going to? Everybody's going to die, and then whether you live 100 years or less or whatever. But when you face Yahweh, what are you going to say? You didn't have time enough to read the scriptures? I was too busy reading the TV guide. I wanted to find out when reruns of Laverne and Shirley are coming on. Folks, you got to wake up. You have to wake up. The time is so short, you can't believe it. And you know, I'm 61. I know a little something about what I talk, and my main subject is money. When it comes to real estate, insurance, securities, commodities, gold and silver, gems, any of that stuff, I've been involved in all of it all my life. I know lots about it. I know how to make a lot of money with it. I can go from being broke to a millionaire, broke again, a millionaire. I've done that 3 times in my life. Because I like to play around in other businesses and stuff. But at the bottom line, and I take a lot of time off work because you only need so much money to get by. But the, Pastor Wickstrom, I would say, of all the people since Yahshua, he's the most learned of anybody I know. Wesley Swift and Comperay, I think, were outstanding teachers, just absolutely outstanding. But Pastor Wickstrom has taken it to a different level, and you folks need to know that. You need to get his courses. You need to do that. You can study one a day, and I think it's like a 12, a 10, and a 12 or something like that. So basically call it a month, a little over a month, 5 weeks.
And it's not – time isn't of essence. Correctness
is. Time is not of essence. You do one a day. You do an hour and a half DVD a day, and you can finish this off, and you will know more when you get done with this than any preacher out there now. I said 98% with Kingdom Identity course. You'll know more than any preacher out there. I guarantee it, or I'll be happy to give you your money back. Now there's an offer for you, and I think you ought to raise this into the, you know, compared to the crap that's out there, you ought to be charging thousands of dollars per DVD for this.
So,
and that's just for the value. You should put a, you know, this is a college education degree. It costs you $100,000 to go to Harvard. You should charge $200,000 because you don't learn nothing at Harvard except about the scroll and keys, which is the mirror of the skull and bones from Yale, where all the pedophiles and, you know, the Jews go and train their bought and paid for Shabbos Goy of the rich.
Well, for those interested, my level one class, level one, is $120. You get 12 DVDs. They're yours to keep in your library.
And that's not per DVD. That's for the whole 12 courses.
That's right. No.
That's like $10 a DVD, folks.
That's right. Another thing I want to reiterate here, when I was when I had a visit and when I sat down, it was an hour and 10 minutes with the Secret Service today, they treated me with the utmost respect, and I return the utmost respect to them. We talked about the shootings in Tucson. We talked about things happening in the country. They're extremely, extremely concerned about lone wolves. Lone wolves, things happening in multiple things like took place in Tucson, and things like that. Okay, so I just want to make that very clear. It wasn't a gruff throwing coffee at each other, snarling, and all, dirty looks and that. This was not about that whatsoever.
But the words really kill me because it's like the terrorists. You know, prior to 9/11, which Rothschild gave the order, down to the Kahila, to the Mossad, and elements of our own FBI and Special Forces and CIA, they're the ones that did 9/11. There's no question about that, and it's all over the Internet. And even Jesse Ventura has brought it out how false the Shore story is, the Fair Roads.
You know something, Bob, you're hitting a topic. Jesse Ventura, he doesn't even know his identity. I mean, he was the governor of Minnesota. He was a Navy SEAL. He was a professional wrestler in the circus show. But he has put out, whether people like it or not, he has put out some very good documentaries, like down at the Gulf of Mexico and different places, that are very, very informative and waking people up to that level, to that level.
Jesse has put out some great stuff. There's no doubt about it. And he's rose above the crowd because when you have that mindset of a special warrior like a Navy SEAL or Special Forces or Delta or whatever, and you take it to a top level, and I've been a martial art instructor myself for 30 years, when you take it to another level, you don't need drugs to escape to get to a different consciousness. You learn that just by wisdom and by the accomplishments that you can do physically and mentally to overcome virtually anything that there is. So you're much less easy, less fooled. But the point I was trying to get to is all the Secret Service that are pure white, and FBI and CIA and all the rest of them, all of them need to take this course. They need to turn to Yahweh in the scriptures. They need to come out from among working for the satanic seed line government agency that they work for. Any of the other special forces or SEALs out there, you need to train the public out here in your skills, because the Jew has said, and they carved it in stone in the Georgia Guidestone, that we have 6 billion people and we want to reduce it to 500 million.
And that's important because the Jews put that up.
The Jews put that out.
On those Guidestones.
It's carved in stone in every country in the world. I don't know where the other ones are, but ours is in Georgia. And the bottom line, if you do the math, that means 11 have to die and one's going to live. Well, who gets to choose who the 11 are or who the one is? Folks, you need to wake up, because the Jews, starting with the Rothschild family, on down through the Kahila, on down through all their groups and agencies and everything, they're looking to destroy you. They want to destroy the pure white race most of all. The Arabs are second that they want to destroy, because the Arabs are awake to who the Jew is. They are not terrorists. And those words as a generality is a point I was trying to make, as is the lone wolf, as was way back in the old days you had the witch hunts, you know, where anybody they didn't like, oh, he's a practicing witch, see? And the same thing with the lone wolf, same thing with, oh, he's a terrorist, he's an Arab, he must be a terrorist. That's nonsense. You have Satan. He's the most evil thing in the world, and he's the enemy of Yahweh. All of his children, who are the Jews, the satanic seed line Jews that have his blood pumping through them.
Nothing can get better.
They are the enemies of Yahweh.
Nothing can get better in the United States of America.
Until the white race wakes up.
Wakes up, that's number one. And to get rid of the Jew-controlled, private-fed central bank owned by 8 international Jewish banking families, to take the money control totally away from the Jew and give it back to Congress, where the Constitution says it's to be.
I want to just say this one last point. The Secret Service, and I'm sure, you know, they're under the same disillusion that the rest of America is under. But think about what your two main jobs are. You protect the Federal Reserve from competition counterfeiters, because they're the biggest counterfeiters that there are. They print up those Federal Reserve notes. Those are not U.S. notes. Those are 100% counterfeit money, knocked back by 1 ounce of gold, the whole pile of money, wherever it is. And then the second thing, you guard Obongo, diehard communist.
Before we get off here,
diehard
Bob.
Jew.
Before we get off here, isn't it awesome? They were calling this Jew the shooter in Tucson. They were calling the man isometic. I'm going to today's term. We know who the true Semites are, okay? But here they're calling a Jew who shot a Jew an isometic. I thought that was so absolutely stupid. One of the biggest degrees of stupidity is a Jew whacking another Jew and the shooter being called anti-Semitic. It is just absolutely stupid.
And the thing that they're both Jews and they both go to the same synagogue, folks, when a Jew shoots a Jew, that's a wonderful thing. Praise Yahweh.
And
I'm sure Yahweh got a big belly laugh out of
and
that.
And here's another thing. So it's impossible that this Rabbi Stephanie Aaron of the synagogue in Tucson did not know instantly upon learning that Jared Lee Lauder had shot Congresswoman Gabriel Gifford, that both of these Jews were members of her small congregation. But does this Rabbi Aaron make any effort to inform the media as she takes hundreds and hundreds of media calls from the mass media of this fact? Of course.
You know what her problem is? Her only worry is, she says, oy vey, there's two people that won't tithe anymore to me.
Bob, thank you.
She don't care about either one.
Bob, I want to thank you for being on with me tonight. You've been listening to Yahweh's Truth. We'll be back with you next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, U.S. of A. I want to thank you for joining us again for this live radio broadcast. Go to my blog site, www.jameswickstrom.com. Get educated. See what's going on. It's the truth and the whole truth. It's Yahweh's Truth. Until next Wednesday, to all of you out there, I want you to take good care of yourself. I want you to please stay safe, stay warm, prepare. Things are not going to get better no matter what. So until then, Yahweh bless, and for the filth that just came into the website, for the filth that just came in, I can see by the filth that they're writing on the screen that they are filth. Until next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Yahweh bless and good night.